time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
We got the number 10 seed, the Benedictine Ravens, playing against the number 7 LSU Shreveport Pilots. The Shreveport Pilots come in off back-to-back Red River Athletic Conference Championships under Tim Hayes in his second season as a head coach, coming in and making an immediate impact for the Pilots. Last year, they lost in the first round in 2025 to Huntington, Indiana. And there's only three players from that game in this one. Markisic, who had a little bit of a rough game, actually, 4 points in 34 minutes on 2 of 13 shooting. So look for the reigning RRAC Player of the Year to come and exact a little bit of revenge here in the tournament. Gonzalez Herrero had 14 points in 30 minutes. A lot of her points came from the free throw strike. She was 7 of 8 that day. And Alyssa Kristoff, 0 points in 10 minutes. This is their 14th trip to the tournament, and they've defeated Our Lady of the Lake, Xavier, and Texas A&M San Antonio on their way to winning that Red River Athletic Conference tournament. They also won their regular season championship as well. And a little bit of a interesting look, Texas A&M San Antonio won as the 14 seed against the 3 seed Corbin in the earlier matchup today in the first round. So the RRAC already being represented pretty well here for the LSU Shreveport Pilots. They look to pick up another one, coming in 27-4 on the year, 12-1 in that Red River Conference. They take on the number 10 Benedictine Ravens under Chad Folsom in his 25th season as a head coach out of Atchison, Kansas. They suffered 3 losses to Mid-American Naz, including that loss in their conference tournament as they fell 65-55 in that tournament game last year in 2025. Maybe a little bit of irony, maybe not. They beat LSU Alexandria in that first round, but they lost to Bethel, Tennessee, a Mid-South Conference opponent, in the second round, 67-52, and only 3 players from that game as well, Bauman, Bruggeman, and Nicole Stork. They combined for 6 points in 36 minutes. It's their 15th overall trip to the tourney, so these two teams are well set. They're ready to go. They're out here getting things warmed up, and we're getting things warmed up here in the PAL as the number 2 seed was victorious over the 15 seed Bryan Lyons. Campbellsville moving on to that second round, so the winner of this game will face the number 2 team, the Campbellsville Tigers, tomorrow at 3 o'clock as each team battles to keep their season alive. And this, in those conference championship games, when you go back, Benedictine, they had a rough start. They were down 29-14 at the end of the first half. Mountain Naz was up by 21 in that third quarter, and it went up to the, they went into the fourth quarter trailing by 18. They took no free throws in the first and second quarter and just had rough shooting from the arc, especially in that first, third, and fourth quarter, shooting all under 25% in those quarters. One of the biggest standouts in that is Mountain Naz had had shot 57.5%. They shot 44% from three. But the biggest number is 42 points in the paint. So look for that to be a little bit of an outline. LSU Shreveport with Allie Fleener likes to get the ball down inside and play a little bully ball down in the paint, as well as they like to run. So LSU Shreveport's going to be out and running a lot of points in transition, what led them to their win over Texas A&M San Antonio. And that that championship game for them out of the heart was a 22-7 second quarter. That's really where they put all the distance in that game to beat Texas A&M San Antonio by five. Champions of character being recognized for both these teams. As they do that, LSU Shreveport coming in 24-7 on the year, 18-2 in that Hart Conference, and some big wins. Just could not get that championship game win. They were coming off of a championship win, but of course Mid-American NAS is top 10 in the country, so that is a tough one. Benedictine champion of character, number 23, Michaela Bauman, the senior guard out of Blair, Nebraska. And the LSU Shreveport champion of character, number 24, the junior guard out of Fort Myers, Florida, Katie Ambrose. Now we get set for the starting lineups here for the NAIA first round. Up first is the Tennessee Benedictine Ravens. Number five, the junior guard out of Lenexa, Kansas, Riley Bruggeman. Number 12, the freshman guard out of Corning, Kansas, Owen Dieter. Number 23, the 5'8 senior guard out of Blair, Nebraska, Michaela Bauman. Number 25, the 6'1 freshman forward out of Adel, Iowa, Kelly Stork. And number 42, the 5'11 junior forward out of Adel, Iowa, Nicole Stork. I'll try to continue and make that make the difference as I call between the two. And if I don't, I apologize. Now for the number 7 LSU Shreveport Pilots. Number 1, the 5'5 junior guard out of South Medford, Oregon, Tony Coleman. Number 5, the 6-foot junior guard out of Sarasota, Florida, Sammy Sucerik. Number 10, the 5'6 graduate guard out of Brooklyn, New York, Selma Markisic. Number 11, the 5'11 senior guard, Paula Gonzalez Herrera. And number 40, the 6-foot graduate freshman out of Pulaski, Virginia, Abby Fleener, rounds out your starting five for the LSU Shreveport Pilots. Big key to this game, we'll see. LSU Shreveport right now is ninth in the nation in steals per game, 18 turnovers for them as a team. But they play really fast, so that tends to happen with teams that like to get out on the break and make quick runs, but they clog up those passing lanes. You cannot be lazy with your passes out top. Otherwise, that will get picked, and they're going to take it to the house for an easy deuce. Tip-off goes to the Shreveport Pilots. And Harrow starts out first. Almost picked off, heads to the corner for Lusterik, her three no good. Rebound goes to Fleener, her attempt no good, batted out. Back to Lusterik and up top for Markisic. Markisic drives around and her shot off rim, so plenty of second chance points opportunities. Just can't find the bottom of the basket. Inside, an easy feed to number 42, Nicole Stork. She gets things started for the Ravens. Coleman brings the ball up the floor for the Pilots. Markisic, the reigning RAC player of the year, kicks to the corner. Coleman swings it around. Out for Harrow. That's no good. Up the floor now quickly. Bauman inside. Nicole Stork up, rolls off the back iron. Offensive board goes right back up with it, and they're going to call it jump ball. So no foul on the play. Possession stays with Benedictine. Dieters to inbound. Dieters gets it in. Brugman takes a mid-range two from the corner. No good. Coleman now flying up the floor. She's going to take it all the way to the rack, and that one rolls off. Now Brugman running the floor. Gets it back out to Dieters. Inside to Storkin, poked away by Harrow for a Benedictine throw-in. Nicole Stork with it. To the corner to Dieters. Back to Stork. Over to Dieters' right wing. Three, no good. Board brought in by Slicerik. Markisic up ahead to Harrow. Fleener. Inside to a driving Markisic. Good find and an easy two for the pilot. Coleman flying pressure, and that's off of Benedictine. What a play from Coleman. Coleman trying to find a cutting Markisic. Can't do it. Works off a screen. Now drives baseline. Tries to throw it out. Can't do it. Brugman going to take it three on one, but she backs it out. Dieters trying to drive around Harrow inside, looking for Kelly Stork. She can't handle the pass. It'll be Pilot's ball. Coleman, hand off to Markisic, over to Harrow. Markisic works off the Fleener screen, now drives to the left side, puts one up. No foul if she wants one. Not going to get it. Dieters racing back up the floor. Takes it right at Harrow. No good off glass. Fleener corrals it. Now Coleman racing out. Corner three. Slicerik no good. Offensive board for Fleener. Fleener up. Can't get it to go. Tough start for Fleener. Brugman flips it over for Kelly Stork, and she knocks it through. Benedictine with a 4-2 lead here with just under 7 minutes. Fleener rolls off, fakes the shot, but has it poked away by Kelly Stork. Brugman slow stops and accelerates and knocked out of bounds by Harrow. Big line change for the Pilots. Just three come in, two come in for Benedictine, so some fresh legs for both squads. Brugman gets it to Bauman. Bauman. Now Brugman driving around, looping through traffic, and she steps on the out-of-bounds line. He's going the other way. Katie Ambrose going to bring the ball up for the Pilots as she checks into the game. Extra spin gets it to the top of the key for Latong. Now Susterick going to pop a long two off front rim. Rebound is tracked down. Ambrose kicks it for Markisic. She goes to work down the right side. Latong works over to the left. Now in the middle, finds Latong. She goes to work in the paint and can't get it to roll in. Able to track down the offensive board once again, but a loose ball on the ground, and that'll lead to a tie-up. Possession stays with the Pilot. Decently low scoring affair here to start this first round. 4-2 with 5:51 left here in the first quarter. Ambrose tries to drive but gets back picked. trying to save it on the floor once again, surrounded by four pilots. And a timeout going to be taken by the Ravens before a foul or a tie-up call. So we'll step away and take a break. Benedictine leads by two with 5:39 left here in the first quarter. We'll be back on the CU Sports Network.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Big affair here in the Powell Athletic Center as the Benedictine Ravens lead 4-2 over the Shreveport Pilots. LSU Shreveport just having a rough shooting day right now. They average 43.3%. They're shooting just 1 of 11. Shooting just 9% here to start their day. They're 0 of 3 from 3. Benedictine, not too much better, 28%, 2 of 7, and they're 0 for 1 from the 3-point line. 3 turnovers apiece for both squads. Then 6 total offensive rebounds early here in this game. Clock never started, so they're going to they work this clock issue out. So far, it's been 5 offensive rebounds for LSU Shreveport, just not able to capitalize on them so far. And they thought that the Pilots were able to get away with it. And I'm not sure. It looks like they're going to review this. So this comes into play now for challenges here in the NAI National Tournament. Challenges are a thing. The referees are going to get together, and they're going to look at this one to challenge if it was out of bounds off of LSU Shreveport or if it was out of bounds off of Benedictine. LSU Shreveport seems to think that they didn't touch it. Markisich didn't seem too upset by the call, but he was the one in that area. Benedictine with the ball currently. That's the call on the floor off of LSU Shreveport. The referees gathered here at the monitor. So far, no points off of the 3 turnovers for either team. And like I said, it's the offensive rebound game for LSU Shreveport. They just haven't been able to make them pay. A lot of them have been just rolling off the rim, but you got to think at some point that'll take a turn and start to go their way. A lot of it is just rolled off for them. And while they continue to take a look at this, we'll just go ahead and take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back here on the CU Sports Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In the Powell Athletic Center, 4-2, the Ravens on top over LSU Shreveport here with 5:28 left in the first quarter as they're checking to see where possession is, as The call on the floor is it was off of LSU Shreveport, and it's Benedictine's ball. That's obviously pretty important. If they don't see compelling evidence to overturn that, then it will maintain Benedictine's ball. Three steals so far for Benedictine, and not that I wasn't expecting it, but they average about 10 steals a game. And in that Hart Athletic Conference Championship game, they weren't really all throughout the passing lanes. They were, but they weren't. They didn't turn the ball over too much against the other team. So kind of shocking to almost see the reverse happening. LSU Shreveport, the one usually out in transition and picking those passing lanes. But right now, Benedictine doing a great job of being able to get in there, knock the ball away. As the referees come out, they're going to huddle up one more time and make the decision here on whose ball it will be. An early review here in the first round, we saw none used in that game, Campbellsville versus Bryan here earlier. The first usage comes early, and they're going to give the ball to LSU Shreveport. So a successful review if you're LSU Shreveport. So the Pilots with possession now, applying some pressure here in the backcourt. Latong has it at the key. Wing three is good for Katie Ambrose. Averages just 21% from the three-point line. Flashes home her first basket of the day. Pilots take a 5-4 lead. Brueggemann works it to the corner. Back around to the top of the key. Finds Nicole Stork at the free throw line. Kicks it out and blocked. Latong comes up with a big one, a jump pass inside, no good, offside iron from Nicole Stork. Now working around, it's Sin. Back out to Markisich. Latong with a handoff. Markisich pulls and nothing but net. Melma Markisich gets her day going. Now a little bit of a lead starting to open up. 8-4. Knew this Pilot team would start finding the bottom of the net soon. You just wondered when. That one kicked over for Groves. Groves rolls in and gets one to go off the glass. Ambrose rolls around, gets it to Sin. That one poked away by number 14 in black and red, Tyler Fitzgerald. Coleman checks back into the game for the Pilots. Ambrose at the top of the key, works off the Latong screen. Hands off for Markisich. Can't break separation. Gets it to Coleman in the corner. Out for Harrow. Harrow with short on the shot clock, and she slips down, and that ball rolls out of bounds for Raven possession. Gleaner checks back into the game. Coleman applying a lot of on-ball pressure here on Dieters. Tim Hayes asking him to watch for the offensive foul. And she's swinging her arm and pushing off of Coleman. An 8-6 Pilot lead. Brueggemann to Gross. Gross. That one tipped in the passing lane, comes away to Harrow. Harrow looking up the floor, eyes up. ahead for Fleener. She corrals and puts it in. Her first of the day. It's out to the left wing, and they're going to get a travel. Fitzgerald, a little too quick with her feet, got her moving before she put the ball down. Coleman races ahead, and they're going to get her on a travel. I'm going to say that she drug her pivot foot that she planted and stopped. Kind of surprised to not see her take it straight to the basket. That 3-2 zone look for the pilot plays out. No foul as Ambrose runs into Dieters. Now Fitzgerald's shot rolls off the rim. Offensive board goes to Brugman. Fitzgerald out. Dieters three left wing. That one rolled all the way around and out. Pilots back down the floor. Fleener spins, starts to work down on Kelly Stort. And a good left shoulder. And right hook. Now Gross with it. Dieters fakes the three. Back to Gross for a three. No good. Off back rim. Brugman tracks down that offensive board off the big hop. Dieters going to rip it from three. Again, everywhere but in. Coleman now racing down the floor. Hands off from Markisich. She kicks out. Swing pass, three, no good for Susterik, and she gets the foul. And checks in from Markisich. Ballman and Moser check in for the Ravens. So does Nicole Stort. Back out around Dieters. Kick to the corner. She shoots for three. Ballman's three is no good. Coleman weaving around. She slows things up a little bit. Ambrose driving right. Finds the backdoor cut to spin. Pretty play and a good find from Ambrose to Sim. Dieters facing a lot of pressure off Coleman. Moser looking around. They get it in for Nicole Stort. Now Moser back out. Almost trapped in the corner. Can't find it. Outlet pass here. Or cross-court pass, I guess you should say. Cole Stort kicks back out for a left wing three. That one good as Ballman finally finds the bottom of the net. Calling for one shot here. Fleener, they cut, and Coach Tim Hayes upset that they didn't just take the one shot, but a good find from Fleener to a cutting Ambrose as she's fouled and heads to the line for two. Number four, Elena Burns, will check in for the Pilots. So will Markisich. So will Harrow. And so will Latong. ...16.7 seconds left here in the first quarter. 14-9 as the Pilots lead over the Ravens. Knocks down the first. Knocks down the second. Two silky smooth free throws. And Burns checks in. Dieters picks up the ball at half court. 12 seconds on the clock. Over for Moser. 7 seconds now. Try to feed it inside. Latong breaks it away. 3 seconds left. Going to have to put up a heave. And that three just off the side iron for Harrow. And that'll do it for the first quarter here. 16-9. The Pilots on top over Benedictine. We'll be back on the CU Sports Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Starting to open up here in the NAI first round is the number 7 seed LSU Shreveport Pilots lead over the 10 seed Benedictine Ravens out of Kansas. You see here a couple of these first quarter highlights as the ball is starting to find the bottom of the net for both these teams, especially for LSU Shreveport as they started to increase their scoring load to a 7 from 3, now shooting 33% from field goal range, 6 of 18. And what's most impressive about LSU Shreveport so far is, I was talking earlier about those points off turnovers, just 2 so far here in this game. But in that Texas A&M San Antonio game, they had 35 points off turnovers. That is a tremendous amount of points off turnovers. Team that likes to get out and run so far. We haven't seen it too much, but there's a steal. Burns brings it up the floor for the Pilots. Markisich going to pull a 3. That one, no good. Brugman back down the floor. Gets it to the corner. Bauman trying to work it inside to Nicole Stork. That one out of play. It'll stay Ravens basketball. Struggling to find a person to get it in. Finally gets it to Brugman. She slips as she goes to the floor, and that'll be a travel. And another turnover for Benedictine. That's 8 now for Benedictine here. Burns to Latong. Hands back off to Burns. Long 2, no good. Guys up for the board. Brugman comes away once more. She's rolling straight into the paint, shovels off, and basket good for Kelly Stork. Markisich now over for Harrow. Gets it in Latong. She's going to go to work on Kelly Stork. Scoop no good. Back the other way. Brugman eyes up. Finds Bauman in the corner, gets it over Latong, but finds the side of the backboard. You have to think that length from Latong really messed with that shot. Harrow stops at the free throw line and knocks it through. Rolls all the way around the rim and down. 18-11. That ball picked, but Bauman able to come away with it. And we'll see. I think they're going to get a foul on Markisich. They do. Fan is going to check in for Harrow. Gets it into Dieters in the backcourt. Dieters looking for somebody, and Coleman just trying to fight through. They're going to get Coleman on the foul. Uh-huh. He's as aggressive defensively at guard as you'll see in the NAI. Dieter's definitely starting to get a little frustrated with Coleman. Bruggeman flips it to Dieter. Gets Stork. That'll be Kelly Stork who travels with it. Another turnover for Benedictine. This defensive pressure from LSU Shreveport is just relentless. Under eight here in the second, finds a backdoor pass to Sin, but off back iron, and Ambrose steps in and takes a charge. About 80 feet from the basket. Great work from Ambrose to step in there and get her body set and square to be able to take the charge. It's Fleener working down low. Good move. Just can't find the basket for Fleener right now. Bruggeman racing. Pulls the three from the key in transition. No good. And Cesarek comes away with the board. They're going to get a foul on Gross. Coleman almost got doubled, but works her way out of it with her speed, and that one deflected away. Benedictine seems to really think that that was off of them. They're not going to get a review. Gets it back to Coleman over in the corner. Then pumps the three, fakes it, hands it off for Coleman. Coleman changes directions as quick as a running back. And they're going to get an illegal screen on Fleener. Not fully set through that right side of her body out into the defender. Still 18-11. Pilots lead here. It's just about 7 minutes left, and Coleman almost just rips it from Gross and gets going. And they're going to get possession of the ball. So a great play from Coleman as they win possession off the jump. Get it to Ambrose. They break the trap. Corner three from Harrow. No good. Gross comes away with it. Bruggeman. Dieters looking down low, going to work. She's doubled as Stork, and Fleener gets the jump ball. Possession will stay with Benedictine. Rolling around. Bruggeman on the left wing. Tries to get it inside. Can't do it. As it's taken away by Harrow, and they're going to get a foul on Bruggeman. Moser checks in for Bruggeman. She picks up her second foul. Coleman. Corner for Sin. Three. No good. Offside iron. Benedictine comes away with it. Dieters. Over. Stork to Stork. Nicole Stork working down low. Has it stripped away. Now outlet pass. Chased down by Coleman and an easy two. That right there is what I saw time and time again against Texas A&M San Antonio. Coleman's speed is electric. That one taken away. Harrow now running the floor. She's going to take it herself off the baseline drive and get an easy two, and that's going to force a timeout from Benedictine as the Pilots run up the score a little bit here in quarter number two, 22-11. the lead for the Pilots. We'll be back on the CU Sports Network.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Here to the CU Sports Network, 5:41 left here in half number one, 22-11, the Pilots on top of the Ravens, and the Pilots starting to run with it a little bit, 9-29 from field goal range, but they're really starting to capitalize on those turnovers, now up to 6 points off the turnovers, but 14 turnovers for Benedictine. That'll be the storyline right now for them. They're going to have to clean that up quickly, because there's not a team that can take much better advantage of that than LSU Shreveport and Tony Coleman, who's about as quick as a hiccup. Beaters will bring the ball up for the Ravens. Moser gets it back to Beaters. The top of the key, the zone pressure really laid on thick. They get it to Fitzgerald, who's able to kind of float one up off one leg off glass to cut the lead back down to single digits. Coleman faked the handoff to Markisich, but lost it on the drive. Peters with a good little fake out and almost got it to go for an and one. Just a little hard off the glass for Adidas, but she'll go to the line for two. Get the foul on Allie Fleener. First, second. First one goes down. Two for two at the line. Ambrose going to take it all the way to the rack. A floater in the lane off the glass is good for Ambrose. She's now got seven. Peters trapped up by Markisich and Coleman. Works it to the free throw line. And Gross, I'm not sure if that got deflected or not by Markisich on the jumper. But either way, left it short. And it'll be LSU Shreveport ball. Find Ambrose in stride. Ambrose kicks to the corner for Susterik. Out to Harrow for three. That's going to be no good. Harrow just can't find that range right now. Get it inside for Fitzgerald. She's doubled down on the baseline. And I didn't see the call. I think it was a jump ball. Either way, the ball will stay with Benedictine. It was jump ball. Swing pass over to Moser. She couldn't really handle it. Coleman just harassing Moser out there. That ball stripped from Fitzgerald. Now Kelly Stork tried to find Fitzgerald on a bounce pass, but a kick ball from Harrow. Defense is relentless from LSU Shreveport, and Benedictine having a hard time trying to find their way around it. Stork back to the basket, driving in. She's going to head to the line for two as they get Susterik on the foul. One high off the back iron, no good for the first one. Kelly Stewart goes one for two at the charity stripe. 24-16, the Pilots lead with 3:54 here left in the first half. Ambrose. It's a pass that gets picked away, looking for Harrow at the free throw line. Takes the pass to the corner, takes the three herself, and no good. They're going to get a foul call. On Sarek. That's Sarek's third, so she's going to have to check out of the game here with three already in the first half. That'll send Ketley Stewart back to the line. Knocked down the first. That one almost didn't even touch the net. Second one good as well. Three straight points for Kelly Stork as she cuts the lead to six, and a foul out front on Bowman. Ambrose catches it in the backcourt. Burns is forced. They're going to get Bauman on a push. Say she's forcing her all the way back out. So now in the bonus. Burns heads to the line. Takes the first. And Burns knocks down the second. Two for two trip to the line. Now Brueggemann with it. Head kicks it back to Brueggemann. Over to Gross, works it down to the baseline, but that double. Just a little too much, a lot of length there between Harrow and Latong. Harrow splits the defense, but loses her dribble, has to back out. Floater in the lane, no good, brought in by Fitzgerald. Brueggemann out and running. They'll have a 5-on-4 advantage, at least for the meantime. Brueggemann takes it straight to the rack, and a floater off glass is good. Ambrose splitting the defense, rolling all the way, a three-pointer. Ferrero finally finds the bottom of the net from three for Herrera. Inside a kickball on Herrera. Leaders inbounding. Gets it to Nicole Stewart. That one out to Dieters. The corner three, no good. Ferrero going to get out on the run. Gets it over to Burns here on the left side. Hayes frustrated, couldn't get what he wanted. Latong over to Ambrose. Ambrose works off the screen, takes a long two off back rim. Brueggemann moving up the floor now all the way to the rack. Tried to scoop it around Herrero, but the length is too much. Burns. Hey, open. Coach Hayes sends the call in. Minute 42 left on the clock here. The Pilots lead by 9, and Burns with a pretty layup takes it to 11. Working on the right wing, Groves can't find Fitzgerald. Markisich flying down the floor, going to take it right into the chest of Dieters, and they get an offensive foul. Dieters draws the charge. Great positioning from the Raven. Minute 17 left. 11-point lead, but Benedictine ball. Trying to bring it back within single digits. Tries to get it over to the corner. A high pass for Dieters, corralled and able to throw it off the leg of Fleener. And out of bounds to buy themselves a little bit of a reprieve. Bruggeman fakes the three. A third of her field goals made this year have been from three. She's a deadly three-point shooter. If she gets going, she just had a rough time breaking this on-ball pressure from the Pilots. They get the foul on Tony Coleman. Bruggeman goes to the line for two. Knocks down the first. The lead down to 9. Pilots. Off of the Pilots is Ambrose. Couldn't get through the pressure of Dieters. Works it back around for Gross. Gross loses it. Working on Sin. Jump pass out to the left wing for number 3. Misses it all. And out of play for the Pilots. Still half a second separating shot and game clock. Calling for one shot here, but Fleener fingertips that high pass and it goes the other way. Benedictine. Jump stop for Dieters right in the middle of the lane. Good for 2. Lead down to 7. 14 seconds to go. Oh. I think the crowd's wondering where the over and back was. Gets it out to the corner for 3. Good. As LSU Shreveport taps off the end of the half with a 3 from Ezra Finn, the 5'10 junior guard out of Turkey. That'll do it for this first half, 34-24. We'll take a break, and we'll be back here on the CU Sports Network.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So, that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness. And seasoning 100% North American beef in our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, there's a taco deal on Tuesdays? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Enjoy a better Taco Tuesday every Tuesday at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6. and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
The Pilots on top, able to extend that lead back out to double digits following that three from Ezra Sin to beat the clock there at the end of the half. The Ravens had it down to seven, and I'm not sure if a little bit of the defensive pressure let up, thinking that it was going to be over and back, but it's more of a question of whether the ball crossed that line or not, the refs making the decision that it didn't, and leading to a corner three for Ezra Sin to bring it back to double digits to end this half. It was rough shooting go for LSU Shreveport to start this game. They've really cranked it up since then, 13 of 36. One point they were at 9% shooting, now at 36%. Told you that that ball would start finding the bottom of the net. It was just a matter of when. And some of that started really off of the turnovers. 16 turnovers for Benedictine here in the first half. They averaged just 15 turnovers a game, and they're already at 16 here in this first half. It has been relentless defensive pressure from the Shreveport Pilots. They have been in the face, in the grill, much to the chagrin of Benedictine. 4 of 13 shooting from 3 for LSU Shreveport to just 1 of 11 for Benedictine. They've had a hard time getting it going from outside. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 4 of 4 for LSU Shreveport. Those turnover numbers, just 8 points off of the 11 turnovers for Benedictine, 6 points off of the 16 turnovers for LSU Shreveport. Benedictine out-rebounding LSU Shreveport 20-16. Offensive board battle has started to shore itself up. It was 5-1, now 5-4. So Benedictine has done a better job of keeping them off the offensive glass, but of course, more shots have been going down for LSU Shreveport as well. 10 assists on those 34 points for LSU Shreveport and 5 assists on 24 points for Benedictine. 4 blocks for LSU Shreveport. The length has been an issue as well for Benedictine from the Pilots. The length of Sammy Susarek, who's 6 foot. Ezra Sin, who's 5'10". Paula Herrero, who is 5'11". Latong, who is 6'2", that length is really starting to get involved. Their arms getting into the passing lane. Hands are everywhere, and the pressure is just being applied. 6 steals for Benedictine to 8 steals for LSU Shreveport, and the foul count right now is 10-6. LSU Shreveport with 10 and 6 for Benedictine. We'll take a look at some of those player stats right now. Herrera leading the way with 7 points, 4 boards, and 1 assist on 3 of 8 shooting. She's 1 of 5 from 3. Katie Ambrose has 7 points. She's 2 of 3 from field goal range, 2 of 2 at the charity stripe, and 1 of 1 from 3. Ezra Sin and Selma Markisich have 5 points apiece. Markisich with 2 boards and an assist as well. Burns and Fleener both with 4 points. Fleener also has 3 assists and 3 boards. Tony Coleman with 2 points and 2 boards. And we take a look at the Benedictine side of things. Kelly Stork leading the way for them with 7 points on 2 of 2 shooting. She's 3 of 4 at the charity stripe, and she has 6 boards. Riley Brugman with 4 points, 5 boards, and 3 assists. She's kind of been a do-it-all. And 5 boards, almost leading the way in the rebounding category out of the guard position for Brugman. She runs around and gets herself into the mess of things pretty quickly. Dieters, 1-6. She's struggling to shoot the ball right now. She's 0-4 from the three-point line with her 4 points. Michaela Bauman, 1-3. She's got 3 on the board. Gross has 2, same as Fitzgerald and Stork. They all have 2. 2 boards for Gross and Fitzgerald, 3 for Stork. Nicole Stork, that is. And Lily Martin and Diana Moser have yet to see the board yet in terms of points, but I wouldn't be shocked if that starts opening up here. Main thing is Benedictine here in this timeout will have to figure out how they are going to break this 3-2 zone and break the pressure of the pilot. Let's step away, take a 7-minute extended break, and we'll be back with the second half action here in the NAI's first round on the CU Sports Network.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be rejoining the game out of, out of Kentucky in just a couple of moments. I did want to cover a little bit about what will be going on the air tomorrow. We will have, of course, some games for Silver Lake and the girls' game. It'll maybe 9:30 or 4:30. It'll be on Pulse and the Silver Lake channel. That would be at 96.9. Centralia will be on 92.1 KMZA, either at 2:30 or 6:30. We do not know exactly who will be playing at this point. St. Mary's, again, could be over either at 11:30 or 6:30, and that will be over on the Pulse. And on CARE and KNZA, we could be having Atchison basketball. That will be decided in the game that is going to be starting in about 20 minutes over on our sister station, KNZA. Of course, that is 103.9 FM. Again, the Benedictine ladies right now are trailing 24-34 against LSU Shreveport. We'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A high wind watch begins at 9 a.m. Sunday and remains in effect until 1 a.m. Monday morning. We'll dip down to about 36 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 72 tomorrow. We'll level off around 42 tomorrow night. Chance of rain. About an inch of snow Sunday through Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 52 degrees and sunny in downtown Atchison. It feels like 50 out there with the winds out of the north-northeast at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 27%. The air quality is good. The dew point is 19 degrees Fahrenheit. And, well, the feels-like temperature, as I mentioned, is 50 degrees. The barometric pressure is holding at 30.01 inches of mercury. Again, we will be joining our sister station, KNZA 103.9, which will be carrying the Atchison High game immediately following this game. However, that game has got a tip-off in about 15 minutes over on our sister station, 103.9 FM. We'll be going back to Tennessee in just a moment.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Make your gatherings extraordinary with Raven Liquor at 1800 Main in Atchison. Explore their beer cave with a diverse range of choices. Elevate your sipping experience with their extensive bourbon selection featuring both well-known brands and hidden gems. Wine enthusiasts can choose from a diverse collection that suits various tastes and occasions. And it's all about convenience when you can drive through and work with a helpful staff. Raise a glass to great moments and unforgettable gatherings at Raven Liquor, where the selection is unparalleled and the spirits are hot.
Seven seed LSU Shreveport Pilots on top, 34-24 over the number 10 Benedictine Ravens. These two teams fighting to make it to the second day of the NAIA tournament here. The winner of this game will head on to play the number 2 seed, the Campbellsville Tigers, who in the final coaches poll before the tournament was the number 5 team in the nation. Both these two teams receiving votes categories. LSU Shreveport coming off of an RAC tournament win as well as a regular season championship. They beat Texas A&M San Antonio to win that conference. And Texas A&M San Antonio making a little early noise in the tournament as the 14 seed, knocking off the 3 seed Corbin out of Oregon. Here, I believe that was the first matchup of the day for the NAIA tournament. So March Madness galore here already in the NAIA tournament. You can go to the NAIA website and check out that championship bracket as well and watch live, and you can stay up to date on all of the things, or of all the scores, excuse me, and see all of the upsets. So we're keep track of your team. Shreveport took it back out to 10 following a 3 to end that buzzer. They'll start the second half with possession. Herrero trying to find Fleener inside, but a kickball from Dieters. Coleman over to inbound the ball. Coleman finds Markisic. Swings it inside for Fleener. She rolls off, takes it right into Stork, and can't get it to go. Dieters racing up the floor, a little stop and start, but she got stuck. Good help defense, and that three no good for Brueggemann. Little uncharacteristic for her. She's having trouble finding the range as well. Coleman slicing through traffic off the foot of Fleener on the low pass. Brueggemann barely gets it to Stork. Inside looking for Nicole Stork. Ballman now still getting flipped around as nobody from the Ravens could really get a hold of that ball, just pinballing itself around. And the Pilots end up coming away with it after the foul by Kelly Stork. Coleman lost track of the dribble, got doubled, but able to get it out. Markisic, they're trying to call for the double, but the Ravens couldn't get it. Still come up with it anyway. Dieters going to pull up. Left wing, three, nothing but net for Dieters. And she looks over to the bench, tries to light a fire under this Ravens squad. Lead down to seven. And what a play from Dieters. Heads up as she was falling out of bounds. To just go ahead and throw it off Markisic, who was laying out of bounds here on the near side. Dieters with the ball. Brueggemann to Ballman, the top of the key, looking for somebody. Brueggemann fakes the three, shrugs it back to the corner. Has to whip it back out for Dieters. Driving through traffic, able to find an open Ballman, and she finally finds the bottom of the net. The Ravens starting to light it up from downtown. That one's stolen away, a lazy pass from Coleman. Dieters has Coleman slipping and tripping inside for Brueggemann, and a foul sends Brueggemann to the line. Ravens come out firing here in the first 2 minutes of the first half. And that's going to force a timeout, 34-30, and Benedictin will be at the line when we get back here on the CU Sports Network.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
LSU Shreveport Pilots are reeling here as Benedictine has gone on quite a run here to close the gap to four. 6-0 run. They're starting to light it up from beyond the arc. And now Brueggemann heads to the line for two. She tries to continue to cut into this lead and make it just two. Whatever they found in the halftime locker room to break this Pilot defense and also just add a little bit of mess to the Pilot offense. The Pilot offense doesn't look near as cohesive right now. And Brueggemann goes 2 for 2 at the line, 34 to 32. just like that, a 10-point lead evaporates down to just two. Gleaner over to the corner for three. And Sin says, not so fast. That ends the 8-0 run. Back to a 5-point game. Nicole Stork working from the free throw line. She slips to the ground. And finally a jump ball called. Okay. 37-32. Benedictine inbounding. Dieters trying to get it inbounds, but Fleener able to take it away. Coleman off to the races and scoops it up and in. Traditional and one 3-point play. She heads to the line. Tap it. Not sure if Coleman has a little bit of blood maybe on her arm. Or it looks like maybe on the jersey. They try to get that wiped off. A lot easier to see that on the white jerseys of the Pilots than it would be to see it on the black and red jerseys of Benedictine. We'll get the jersey cleaned off and she heads to the line. Try to cap her 3-point play. And gets it to roll in.
All right, let's go, White. Let's go.
Lead back out to 8. The Pilots doing a great job of responding to that 8-0 run. And going to get a foul on Herrero. That's her first foul. Peter struggling to get that ball inbounds. They keep trying to throw it into that low post to the Storks, but they can't find it. And Peter trips up Herrero, and she will pick up that foul. Keep looking for the Storks down low, but they're getting doubled. And as soon as they make contact with the ball, there's just so much pressure, they end up throwing it away. See how they adjust moving forward. Herrero in the corner going to drive baseline. That one no good. Dieters comes down with it. He's off and running. Brueggemann a little late to pull the three, so she dumps it down to Nicole Stork at the Mid-South Conference logo for two. Fleener going to work on Kelly Stork. That ball dribbles out back into Fleener. Now out Ambrose, three. No good. Brueggemann up the floor. Kicks over to Bauman in the corner. Looking for Nicole Stork. And that pass is just wide. Goes out of play for Pilot ball. Ross checked in for Bauman. Coleman races through traffic up ahead to the corner for three from Sin. No good. And they got a push on Brueggemann down low. And that's big because that's four on Brueggemann here early in the third quarter. Brueggemann, their leading scorer and guard, Coleman flicks out for Ambrose. Then rucks off of the Ambrose screen. Down low for Lutong. Finds Sin cutting into the middle of the lane. That hook no good. And they're going to call a foul on Ambrose. As she got underneath of the rebounder. LSU Shreveport with the lead. 5:40 left to go here. Trying to work it inside. They've had a hard time being able to get that ball down low to either Stork. Peters gets it to Groves in the corner. And they're going to get a bump on Ambrose. Ambrose picks up two quick ones. Markisic going to head in for Ambrose. Nicole Stork, long pass over to Dieters at the top of the key. She works in, back out. Kelly Stork in the corner, over to Dieters, long wing three, finds nothing but air, and out of play for pilot possession. Over to Coleman, gets it to Lutong at the top of the key. A little handoff for Coleman, who goes to the deck for an and-one. Tough finish for Tony Coleman. They get the foul on Nicole Stork. Picks up her second. Knocks it down. Lead out to 9 for the Pilots. 5 minutes remaining in quarter number 3. Dieters works it back over for Moser. Moser can't find anybody. Gets it over the corner for Groves. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Back out for Groves. 3 is off back iron, and Coleman skies for the board. Finn over to Herrero. Gets it to Lutong. Hands off. Wide open 3 is no good. Misses everything there. That'll send us to a break. 43-34, 4:21 left in quarter number 3. Pilots on top of the Ravens here on the CU Sports Network.
If it feels like you're getting away with something by ordering Taco John's new meal steals, you kind of are. For just $5, you get a crispy taco and bean burrito. For $7, the Taco Bravo and a soft-shell taco. And for $9, the stuffed grilled taco, a crispy taco, and a bean burrito. All that plus junior potato oles and a small drink with every meal? It's more than a great deal. It's a Westmex special. Taco John's meal steals. So good you might feel guilty, but you shouldn't. Starting at just $5.
A 9-point lead for LSU Shreveport. They weathered the storm from Benedictine, who came out on an 8-0 run to start the half. But it's back out to 9. 4:21 remaining here in the third quarter. Benedictine started lighting it up from 3. It was Bauman and Dieters finding it from range, but then LSU Shreveport would answer back with Ezra Sin and Tony Coleman with a couple of and-one plays, some tough takes from Tony Coleman. She's been able to finish some things off here for the Pilots and get it back to that 9-point lead. Fitzgerald over to Moser. Gross on the wing. Peters gets stuck. And that ball tapped out by the Pilots. It's impressive with as much movement and as much doubles that the Pilots don't often get too lost on defense. And a runner from Groves, no good, but you get their own miss. Out for Moser for three. Off back iron. Collects her board. Fitzgerald now. No good. Another offensive board. And Fitzgerald will slow things down a little bit. Kicks over to Groves in the far corner. Dieters pumps, goes around Herrero, off glass, and one. Dieters heads to the stripe for a three-point play opportunity. Ambrose checks in for Coleman. He misses that three-point opportunity. They're going to say it went off of the Pilot. So 20 will be put back on the shot clock, and Benedictine will have the ball. Into Nicole Stork. Fitzgerald at the top of the key, directing traffic. Long three, and broke. Finds the bottom of the net. Long pass ahead to Herrero. Herrero going to take a three. No good. She's hit one, but she's really struggled from range tonight. To the corner for Groves. Once more, same spot. And Groves, six quick points, cuts it to one. Under 3 minutes here in the third quarter. Herrero, long pass to Markisich. Her three is good. Markisich answers back. Peters working around. Swinging back left. Rose decks it, puts it into Fitzgerald. She tries to go around and kind of puts one up a little loosely. That one hard off glass. Back to Pilot's way. Latong gets it to Herrero. Herrero works in. Free throw line, Jay, no good. Moser has Groves in the corner. Stork kicks back to Moser. Can't find Fitzgerald down low, but they do find Groves for three. No good. Benedictine all over the floor, and they're going to get a jump ball. Possession will go to the Pilot. Number 13 checking into the game, Alyssa Kristoff for the Pilot. Kristoff back over to Ambrose. Benedictine trying to do a lot of trapping out front and cause some panic in LSU, Shreveport. Get it into Ambrose. Cleaner. At the free throw line, kicks over for three. That one's good. Alyssa Kristoff off the bench and knocks one in for three. Groves takes the high pass, kicks it back to Dieters. Katie Stork working in. Kicks over. Moser for three. Off the side of the rim. Cleaner comes down with the board. Cleaner. Gives to Markisic. Markisic for three. That one good. Punch, counter punch for LSU Shreveport as the lead is back out to 10 once again. Fitzgerald. Working at the key. That one lost. Up ahead, outlet pass. And Kristoff, she's got five as she finishes that layup. Final 30 seconds here in the third quarter. Shot clock and game clock are just about a few tenths of a second off. Long pass is intercepted. Running it out is Katie Ambrose as she takes an easy two. Lead up to 14, final 6 seconds. Dieter's going to pull one from the paw, and that's hard off the glass. And that'll do it for quarter number three, 56-42. LSU Shreveport puts it up in a hurry. It takes the lead back out to 14. We'll be back for the final 10 minutes of action here in a round, in the first round of the NAIA National Tournament on the CU Sports Network.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
LSU Shreveport has a 14-point lead over the Benedictine Ravens. Ravens had cut it down to, I believe, two at one point, and then just went up in a hurry. Alyssa Kristoff comes into the game, hits a three. That sparks it. Markisic knocked down a three. Kristoff with an easy two off the turnover, as well as an easy two off a turnover for Katie Ambrose. So the Pilots able to react. You always ask yourself as a team, how do you react whenever you get kind of punched in the mouth? And so far, LSU Shreveport has been able to weather the storm of both of the attacks from Benedictine. Benedictine will have to get on a run here as they trail 14 in the final 10 minutes. We'll get it out to Ballman. The movement just so good on this zone, but Ballman able to find a corner three, no good. Kristoff comes down with the board. We'll give it to Coleman. Cleaner trying to work it to Markisic. Cleaner fakes that three, but that's swiped away by Brueggemann. Brueggemann going to take it down the floor, and no good. But Ballman with a good follow-up. Brueggemann will have to be careful on defense. She's playing with four fouls right now. One more takes her out. Coleman kicks to the corner for Cesarek. She picks up three. That's her first basket of the game for Sammy Cesarek. She's also playing with four fouls. Tony Coleman playing with three. Finds Kelly Stork inside, does Moser. Kristoff going to pull a three. That one off glass, but can't find the bottom of the net. Brueggemann finds Stork, who's rolling, and the Pilot coach is yelling to get back. Benedictine running it down the floor. Lead to 11. Cesarek works off, tries to flip it under, perhaps trying to pull that foul call, but she won't get it. Brueggemann on the drive, but she gets stripped. Down the floor, Markisic to Coleman, and Coleman will head to the line for two. Good find from Markisic on the two-on-one fast break. Three pilots going to check into the ball game: Latong, Sin, and Herrero. We get some fresh legs in there. Coleman knocks down the first. She goes two for two. Brueggemann over for Nicole Stork. Now Bauman looks inside. Kelly Stork working on Latong. Got her in the air. And Latong's hands come down. That'll send Kelly Stork to the line for two. Nothing but net on the first. The second one good, two for two for Benedictine. An 11-point lead. Coleman tries a handoff to Markisic, and they're going to get a foul. Or out of play, I guess, is what they call them. Off of the pilot. Bauman to Brueggemann. Nicole Stork gets it to Kelly Stork. That's offside iron, and that'll go off of Brueggemann. He couldn't sky high enough to collect the board. Out from Markisic for three. That one no good. Tried to collect it, did Latong, but she couldn't get her hands on it. And that one dribbles out of play. Ravens back up the floor now. 7 minutes remain. Bauman, inside pass, a beauty. As she drops it in over the arms of the defender, right into Kelly Stork. Kelly Stork got 15. Brueggemann flying down the floor. That one tipped out by Herrero. And they're going to take a timeout. We'll step away. We'll take one as well. A 9-point lead for the Pilots. 61-52 with 6:32 left here in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on the CU Sports Network.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
To 52, the Pilots on top of the Ravens right now. Number 7 seed leading the number 10 seed here in round number 1. Both fighting to make it to day 2 in the second round of the national tournament to take on the number 2 seed Camelsville Tigers, who has home court advantage as they host the opening round here. Thank you. Benedictine to inbound. Gets it to Bauman. Over to Brugman. Looking inside for Kelly Stork. She's had a great quarter here. And great extra effort from Nicole Stork as she steps in and she'll head to the line for two. Stork knocks down the first. She has just 4 points. Make it five here. That one goes hard off the back of iron, and that one off of Fitzgerald. There's the spin. Dangerously close to the half-court line and thrown out of play as the Pilots just got sped up out of their own game there. Benedictine running those doubles up near half court. Coleman gambled and missed. Inside for Nicole Stork, and she heads to the line. 3-point play opportunity for Nicole Stork. Great dime from Riley Brugman. Try to bring the lead down to just five here with 5:55 left to go. That one misses. So the lead's still at six. Then gonna work around. Takes a long three, no good. Brugman, round the back, leaves off for Nicole Stork, thought about the three, won't take it. She decks it and drives around Sin. Quick jump pass, that's blocked by Latong. Up ahead, Coleman races to the basket, puts it up, and no good. Dieters comes away with it, but Coleman tries to pick the back pocket. Stork throws it into traffic. Markisich takes it away. She's going to take it to the rack herself and gets it to go. Turnovers leading to points for LSU Shreveport. That one knocked away by Coleman that goes all the way into the backcourt. Katie Ambrose is going to check in for Coleman. Good. Stuck on Markisich, able to get it away to Bauman. Fitzgerald tries to swing it over to Gross, but Latong, once again, the length is clogging up the passing lane. Latong at the key. And they're going to get a foul. Markisich to throw it in. Cole Stork checking back into the ballgame for the Ravens. Ambrose. To Sin now driving in, kicks out. Latong going to shoot a three. Nothing but nylon for Latong. That's her first basket. Comes at a big time for the Pilots as they try to extend the lead. Gross's three is a long rebound that she's able to track down herself over to Ballman on from the left side. No good, and we'll see how they call it. They're going to call it. I didn't see the signal. It'll be Benedictine's ball. Matong sent the lead back to double digits, an 11-point game, 66-55, as the number 7 seed tries to fend off the number 10. And I think we're going to go to a review here on possession, I would assume, of whose ball it is. The referee's head to the monitor. They head to the monitor. We'll do a quick check-in on the numbers right now. LSU Shreveport shooting 39% from the field, 10 of 26 from three-point range. That's really helped them stem the tide from Benedictine at times. They got that three ball going very important times in this game. They're 8 of 8. From the charity stripe, Benedictine, 19 of 55, 34% from the field goal, from the field, 5 of 27, just 18% from 3 for Benedictine, struggling to find it from range, 12 of 16 from the line, 24 turnovers for Benedictine to 19 turnovers for LSU Shreveport, and those points off turnover numbers are starting to grow for both teams. Benedictine actually the beneficiary more so than LSU Shreveport. 22 points off turnovers for Benedictine to 17 for LSU Shreveport. So Benedictine's been able to get out and make LSU Shreveport pay at a little bit of a higher rate. And Benedictine is out rebounding 38-25 and 11-6 on the offensive board as well. Ambrose goes to the deck hard, and she seems to be in a lot of pain. Not sure if it was a knee or an ankle. Either way, favoring heavily. We'll send in Tony Coleman to replace Ambrose. Hand off. Coleman works off Dieter's Latong. Beautiful pass to a cutting Coleman who just can't finish the layup, but she'll head to the line for two. Coleman's definitely one of those energy players for your squad. Get everybody fired up. Coleman goes 1 for 2 at the line, but Benedictine can't corral it. They actually are able to and tiptoe that line. Find Dieters in the corner. She's going to have to work out of a double team. Able to find Nicole Stork trying to work down low. Gets it to Gross. Flips it to Dieters. Trying to work off of Markisic. And heavy traffic. And Markisic will draw the foul. Dieters to inbound. Once again, everything kind of blocked up. Coleman and Kelly Stork hit the deck. They're going to get it on Coleman, who now has 4 fouls. Coleman would like an explanation. She's shocked that that would be on her and how it's not offensive. But now 4 fouls for Coleman, 4 fouls for Bruggerman of Benedictine, and 4 fouls for Nicole Stork for Benedictine as well. A little bit of foul trouble here for those ladies. Oh, Ruggeman misses the first. Ruggeman, who averages 17.5 points a game, has struggled today to really be able to find the basket. That's just her seventh point of the game. Up ahead, Herrero. Works it to Latong at the top of the key. Now Markisic works off the screen, finds Latong, a hard bounce, and that one goes into the hands of Dieters. Benedictine's going to have to get something going in a hurry, trailing by 11. Nicole Stort trying to find Kelly Stort down low, can't do it. Brugman tries to split the defenders, can't draw the foul, and he goes out for Benedictine ball.
What's coming out? Coming.
Good.
Brugman gets it to Kelly Stort, tries to flip it up and in, but can't find their way, and a jump ball tied up, and it'll be pilot ball. Benedictine going to play some full court pressure here. 2.5 minutes remaining. Markisic going to take a wing three, and that's good. Now 70-56, a 14-point lead. Benedictine will have to score in a hurry here. Brugman going to take a corner three, gets it to go. Big-time shot for Riley Brugman to bring it back to 11. We'll step away and we'll take a break. 2:05 left here in this one on the CU Sports Network.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Point shooting being the biggest difference in this one right now. 70-59, the lead for the Pilots over the Ravens here, as the Pilots try to close the door on the 10-seed Benedictine Ravens and punch their ticket to the second round to play Campbellsville. 11 threes, 40% from three-point land. And they're going to get a double dribble on Sim. Brugman checks back into the game. So does Nicole Stort. Leaders to inbound. Can't find Nicole Stork rolling. Herrero able to get a mid on it, knocks it out of bounds. Into Brugman. Over to Dieters, trying to find Kelly Stork down low, punched away by Herrero. And out is Markisic. She's going to slow things down just a little bit and bring it back out. Ezra Sim. Hands off. Latong tries to find Markisic, cutting in, and one opportunity. Markisic heads to the line following the bucket. The fine from Latong. The 6'2 sophomore forward out of Toulouse, France. $73.59. After Markicic's three-point play, Benedictine going to have to score quickly. They're going to have to move. They're down 14 with a minute 25. They can't have these long setups. They get a foul call on Herrero. That's not what you want for LSU Shreveport. You're up 14 with a minute 25. Let them try to find that action down low and take more time off the clock. Now the clock stops with the opportunity to score points. Kelly Stork, a 71% free throw shooter, knocks down the first. He's 6 of 7 today. Make it 7 of 8. Kelly Stork's got 17 for Benedictine. Up ahead for Coleman. Coleman corner. Herrero, three. Off the iron. Thrown away right into the hands of Katie Ambrose. They get the foul on Dieters. Ambrose to the line. Knocked down the first. She's now got double-digit scoring. She's got 10. Misses the second. And out of bounds off of Benedictine. Couldn't corral the board. It'll stay with the Pilots. They can continue to run some time off this clock. They're up 13. Matong. Going to bring it back out. Ambrose will drive to her left. Kicks Markicic. Three. That one was halfway in and rattled back out. It's going to go Benedictine's way. Gross. They're going to have to put up points now. Ruggeman misses the three, and Herrero corrals the board. Herrero's going to take it all the way to the basket. The bench is hollering to hold it. Make it 15 now. They're going to have to just start hoisting it up. Bruggeman passes over to the corner. Groves dribbling around. That one bounces out of play. It'll stay with Benedictine. Down 15 with 30 seconds left. So like LSU Shreveport closed the door. Looks at the Bruggeman to Kelly Stork. She puts in two more. She'll have 19 for the night right now. Coleman. Gets it past half court, up ahead to Katie Ambrose, who wisely grabs it and brings it back out for Coleman. Throw it over to Markicic, and they're going to dribble out the clock on this one as the number 7 seed LSU Shreveport Pilots will take this game in the first round over the number 10 seed Benedictine Ravens by a score of 76-63. The Pilots will head to the second round of the NAI National Tournament, where they will face the number 2 seed, the Campbellsville Tigers. That'll be tomorrow at 3 on the CU Sports Network, so be sure to tune in and check that one out. You won't want to miss it. It'll be two high-scoring offenses battling it out. So thank you for tuning in. Once again, LSU Shreveport will move on to the second round to play Campbellsville at 3 o'clock tomorrow here on the CU Sports Network. Thank you for watching. I'm Colin Sheffield. Have a great night.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.